Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon.
What type of renovations were done for the Husky Center?
Well, since the last time we talked, there's been quite a bit happened. We've done a lot of work ourselves. We've got the water situation cleared up now, and we've got the electrical stuff done. And we had people coming from down south to do an assessment on our air quality. And the test came back there just the other day and came back good. So everything's good to go. The only issue we have right now is that mold people or people who take care of mold have to come in, and they're going to contain an area, a small area, and cover it up with materials that so that the mold won't affect the public. That's short term, of course, and we're going to take care of that further this summer. On top of that, even though we did spend some of our own money, we did receive funding from the Seesaw Trust to do the rest of the stuff we need to do. So the good news is that the arena will be open for business this coming winter.
So how soon do you think it's going to be opening?
Well, the hiring process has been out there now, so the Zamboni workers have been hired. Edward Flowers, of course, director of operations at the Husky Center, is back on payroll. And we should be this week hiring the attendance for the arena. So as soon as the weather permits us, I believe that there's already ice on the in the arena. This had to be prepared for skating and ice hockey. So everything's looking good.
Okay, that's good news to hear.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So will selling bingo cards in the Husky Center be continuing after this?
Yeah, until such time that the arena is officially open, the bingo cards will still be sold on to the NICG office. But as soon as that place opens up, they'll be selling again, once again, at the Husky Center.
Would you like to add anything else, Joe?
Okay, except that, you know, things, once we got to go ahead from the community government to start working on this, things happened quite fast, and all positive. So everything went well. We had really no hitches, and everything went smooth. It seemed like that good fortune was on our side this time.
And within the NICG office, I guess there's pretty much work completed before Christmas, too?
Yeah, we did. However, I'd like to just caution the public. We do have people coming here now, just working in our community, clearing up our lift stations. Our lift stations take all that garbage that comes up and pumps it up into the sewer system with pumps. And they were broke down because of just lots of rakes and cloths and bampers and even toothbrushes.
Oh, man.
Stuff like that were caught up, getting jammed up into the pumps and causing a lot of breakdowns. And both lift stations were broke down completely there for a while. That's why we were pumping. You could see hoses coming out the lift stations. That's where we had to pump the water to make sure that, you know, it didn't affect the electricals. But I would like to ask the public if they would not throw any pampers, dishcloths, any kind of rakes. Even though there's some products that's in the store that says it's flushable, they're really not. They get caught up in the pumps and jams them up, and that causes a lot of problems and a lot of money to the community government. So I would ask that if you can't, please don't put anything like that into the toilets. Put them in your garbage can or something like that. You know, it makes the life a lot easier for everybody, because once they break down, then, you know, everybody is affected.
Yes. And thank you for the information about the Husky Center, Joe, and have a nice day.
Yep, you too.
Yeah, that's nice.
Calling. Yep, bye-bye.
Ulugu hatigi yaga Joe, imailislugu. Hakingwa vik Husky Center tamani nainimi. Sanagyatta olat swalaw, but hanuk sanagyatta usiman ni khaba. Joe kiuyuk tay manganit, kingulipami uhala figi ni yaga tigit, suliyari yaw walasimat soa soalituk. Namminillo ilangarut ikayummiluta imangitaku fingit aqisuttausimalittuit ammahot santukurutigiyangit tikiyukhalaugibuk tamaunga sikhingatinit kamaretutillugit sullu tamannatayanga air quality sukkuinihaniaqhumanga inuit aninninginnik alitsaninginnilunnit khattaninginnilunnit over nivoge mi tikiti tau taina lau tui takua khausat tau nigisi majangit khani palaingi tuk anit savi katakianga tain haking wavik. Tai me matka yusi lakhut ammalali mi logo khangat siya keangaloa. Maanali apu maute khab givogut piluatumik inuit ik isomarillogit iluani sakkasi mammat haking wavik. Tai me matiki yuhalari vuk. Tamatsumenga sakhauninganik sulehagettu yunik attu tauni halangimata hakingovilehatta yuin sakhamun kamari yaurella tilame yavut au yaulipat ilagulinammini kiinau yatinik nunaligi fimit atulaukhugut kiinau tati tau laurulame yu tasiyat suak kiinau yakkuvinganit tamanna ikayutit siangulaugivuk sanariattauninganut unatusannitiugivuk hakingovinginna ammalaattuk ukiuk Apikinia luo hangau koutu ammalaamangat, joo kiujuk. Sulea hatti sannik maanna hinijalik kogut, suulut haakinguavimmi haakifiup sikunga, aputaijaitti sannik, Zamboni workers. Edward Flowers taan aulat siniakuk aulat taunikijanginnik haakinguaviup, suulu sulea sataati taukeilla simalimmigami. Uvani vuogimili tigusilaaligi Givugut suljahatti sannik haakinguavimmi silakkamariluallu. Haakinguaviuminna sikunga immatausima ligittuk huattitousluni haakinguaviusuungulalimimat. Taimeimat tamanna piujuuvivun. Imailu tamanna unat tusarianga piujut suanguvuk angaamit luku joo. Apikinneamme luku taimeimali pinkootiit aulleitauhatta laumata haakinguavimmi. Taimaat sainak aulleikatareasilaarivaa pinkootinit taikani. Jokiuju angitluni, aulleisuungulali mejuit pinkuutinnik ammapat. Tavatuak maanaluatsiak suli nunaligijit suliakafani pinkuutinnik aulleikata juin. Ammatautuapat haakingua vikta taikani haskisenterimi aulleikalakasi lammijuit. Apikin jäslugu sunarialdynamik ilatsike omamimangat, jo aukaajuk. Maana suliakajavut kajuisitti taujut nunarijattini kavamaujun mut. Suliari hatta jattinik, tamakkoan koa suliat tuovi-tuovivut kajusit sielutillu. Tamakko iluuntik piujumik ingani hajuit, apuumauti haratik, tai meimali uhariala lunga tamanna piujuuvivun. Apikin jäsluku sululi iluani, nainimi inuit nunolit karmakkungi jangata suliara fingani. Suliar sauhatta juilli iluani, pijarittu valliavaan inuviatikilittiluku. Joo, kiuju angisluni. Tamanna uhauti giallugu. Tama onga juhalaarivuk. Sulia harjattu juni kama laatilugis nunarijattini. Salumma sallugit taakkoa kuffit, halutingit. Sullu, jari tama tamatsumunga apumaa tihaina hatta hukut. Sullu, huijattu vimmut pailat. Sunatuinanik ilitju hattamata taakkoa halutiujuit siminiattilugit. Allaali ykkua sihumiutisimali lauttuu mahuu. Suullu huigettu vimmi iliukkai hattamata hallunaatta jannik sunnatyynänik allaa taakkoa nutarait huingiltangit iigat sauhattatuit. Allaali kikutiligiutinnik naffaatohasema laukuktamakkoa iliuntik simitsislutik mahuunik haluutinnin. Ajakki hattamata haluutinni. Teimäimät sihumitsihattatuk imanik haluutiujunnik. Kuutitsiki lauttukun. Haluutinnik. Attutauni haneangimata taakkoa hoot saantukujuit. Attutaukin nahatatut. Inunnik ilunnanginnik. Uhautsikuma aluak huut. Nunaligi jiujuit. Huigiattu vimmot. Iliukhai hunnarit. Nutaraup huingiltangini taakkoningi iigat sauhattajunnik. Mahaligiutin hanuitutinnani hallunaattasajannik. Simitsi hattamata tamakkoa. Ilittaumata. Huigiattu vimmot flashi taulutin. Taimaimmat nunnarijattini kavamaujuk, taima hinuvuk inunnik, taimaitunik ilitsi hunnarit huigiattu vimmot flashi niallukin. Pitahavuk makuninga sanihautinnik, sanihautimungaak iliukkai laukitsi. Pijakiakin isauneammat ilunnanginnot, tamakkulinga kamahattajuujunnot, suleahattitinnot. Sihumiutimmata haluutit, imammik haluutit, ilunnatik attutaunia hattamata, nakummi uutin jäslunung.
He trawled up that green line, as quickly towards heaven she did soar. That Yankee B-26 en route to Goose Bay, Labrador. Now knowing it would be the last time they would fly together in the blue, and the Segalac would be the fate for that bomber and her crew. On the 30th of November, it was in the year of 42, she struck a storm of heavy cloud, and right away the Yankee pilot knew. To navigate a winter storm, far up north sometimes the chips are down. So we altered course and flew to south, saying, boys, we'll have to go around. Many miles later, far out to sea, he turned that bird around. Joseph and he set a course once more for Goose Bay, they were bound. They made contact with Goose Bay just minutes before the radio went dead. We'll have to fly by compass now, the navigator to that pilot said. They struck the coast of Labrador, just where there seemed to be some doubt. They flew to north, cause somehow figured they were flying too far south. But they figured wrong, cause some miles later, farther down that coast, they somehow found they were flying too far north, and once again they turned that bird around. Then the engine started missing as the gauges read completely had a few. Find the valley quickly, we must take her down, that's all there's left to do. Well, she crashed between the mountains, came to rest among great boulders still intact. Yes, her last flight had ended among the barren hills of Segalac. In the crash was badly shaken, with minor cuts, but everyone all right. They ate up some cold rations and prepared to lie down for the night. Then Joseph and he stepped outside when he saw that star of Sexton came in use. And soon it was decided he was 400 miles north of Goose. From that same star decided that a little town of Hebron was nearby, but they never tried to reach it. I guess we'll always have to wonder why. But they stayed inside and waited, while being cold and hungry all in vain, waiting for the sound of the engine of the plane that never came. Just you fancy living in the belly of a plane 40 below, and every morning waking with your blankets cold, frozen white with snow, with not a stick of wood, just the rocky barren hills of a frozen land, and your only source of heat was the heat of burning gas in old tin cans. One day they came up on a plan they taught to work without a doubt. Johnson, Nolan, Josephson would take a rubber boat and row south. 2 days before Christmas, they dropped that rubber boat into the bay. We'll send back help when we arrive, he said goodbye and slowly. Now men will always gamble with women, cards, and money evermore, but no man there to gamble in an open boat of Northern Harbor door.
not in total desperation. They gamble with their lives and hope to win. But the heart was stacked against them. These three baymen was never seen again. And back in Sega Light, in the belly of a coin, life went on. Getting weaker, wetter, cold. Soon the December month had passed and gone. And January only brought more days of cold, hunger and despair. Their spirits low, their hopes were gone, their will to live no longer there. In the first month on the 17th, they shared a cup of soup, their very last. Their food all gone and not too strong. They knew right then the life was slipping fast. 4 days they lay in slumber, just bundled there together near the end. And on the third day, second month, he wrote into his diary once again. We're growing weak and tired, but we pray to God we'll last few more days. But our hopes are getting weaker. We just saw young Waring slip away. This were the last words written, and in our minds they helped to take us back to the night that Jesus called them home from that frozen hell called Sagalack. Was early in the month of March, several Eskimos on dog and sleigh went down between the mountains to hunt for fur and food in St. John Bay. Early in their journey, barely 30 miles they had gone, when they found four frozen bodies just 3.5 hours from Hebron. Now this story is not fiction, to bring the facts to you I've really tried. 'Cause I'm here now in Sagalack, very spot where these men crashed and died. And in my hand I'm holding the diary that many times I've read. I guess the cover says it all, the diary